Welcome back to a new episode of the Search Engine Optimization Tips and Tricks Podcast. I'm Tim, your host for today. With almost 10 years of experience in search engine optimization, my aim is to guide you through the sometimes daunting world of SEO. My goal is to help you create a successful website that not only gets recognized by Google, but also enables you to achieve your objectives. So let's set sail together and explore the exciting journey of SEO. Today, we will be picking up where we left off last week. In this episode of our website SEO audit series, we will be exploring the world of on-site website SEO audits. For those of you who may be unfamiliar with this concept, an on-site SEO audit is a comprehensive review of your website structure, content, and how it is presented to the search engine crawlers. It excels in pinpointing potential weaknesses that may hinder your rankings on Google or other search engines. Today, we will look at titles, metadata, duplicate content, thin content, and phrase diversity. Then, I will share with you how you can get even more items that you can audit on your website for SEO. So get on board, batten down the hatches, and let's battle the storm of SEO until your website is plain sailing. An on-site SEO audit is an essential step to take when you want to make sure that your website's content is fully optimized. During a website SEO audit, certain elements are checked to ensure that they are properly configured and set up for optimal visibility in the SERPs, otherwise known as the search engine results pages. There are many different items to check when running an on-site SEO audit, but today I will specifically talk about titles, metadata, and a couple other things. If you're interested in an entire list to check while doing an on-site website audit, then head over to soulheart.co/SEO and sign up for my exclusive resources that I don't share anywhere else. The first thing that needs to be checked are the titles. Titles play a critical role in search engine optimization as they directly influence a website's search engine ranking and visibility. One key aspect is the relevance to search queries. Search engines utilize titles to understand the subject matter of a web page and its alignment with specific keywords. Crafting titles that include relevant keywords increase the chance of your content appearing in the search results when users look for those terms. Moreover, search engines often give significant weight to the keywords that are presented in the title when determining the ranking of web pages for relevant queries. Therefore, a well-optimized title can positively impact your page's positioning in the search engine results. In addition to improving rankings, titles significantly affect the click-through rates, otherwise known as CTR. When the titles are clear, compelling, and descriptive, they attract users' attention and encourage them to click on your link in the search results pages. Higher CTRs indicate to search engines that your content is valuable and relevant, further bolstering your rankings. On the user experience front, titles also serve as previews, allowing users to understand the content's context before clicking. By providing clear and relevant titles, you can reduce bounce rates and enhance user satisfaction, which search engines interpret as a positive signal. Titles are equally important for social media sharing. When your content is shared on social platforms, the title is often the primary element that people see. A captivating title increases the likeliness of shares, thereby expanding your content's reach and potential to earn valuable backlinks. Additionally, well-structured titles can be used as a main heading in rich snippets and featured snippets, which enjoy prominent position in the search result pages. Being featured in these snippets can further boost visibility and the CTRs of your content as well. Beyond user-facing aspects, titles also influence the search engine crawling and indexing process. Search engine crawlers use titles to comprehend the content of a page, categorize it accurately, and determine its relevance for specific search terms. Because of this, it is important that you use a heading structure very carefully. Each page on the site should only contain one H1 title, and in most cases, that's going to be in your actual title of your post. Then you should use your H2 through H6 subheadings and style them with CSS if you want them to look different, rather than using another H1. When you don't use titles and headings this way, you're confusing search engines and you're actually killing your SEO efforts. Moreover, when other websites link to your content, the anchor text of the backlinks is often based on your page's title. This reinforces the relevance of your content for specific keywords and can positively impact your rankings. So in conclusion, optimizing titles with relevant keywords and making them compelling and descriptive is crucial for improving a website's visibility, click-through rates, and overall search engine rankings. When it comes to creating titles for your website content, there are several best practices to consider. Crafting effective titles is essential for attracting readers, improving SEO, and making your content stand out. Here are some tips for creating impactful titles. First, clarity and relevance. Make sure your title is clear and it clearly reflects the content of the page or article. It should be relevant to the topic and accurately present what readers can expect to find in the content. Second, conciseness. In most cases, keeping your title short and to the point is ideal. Aim for around 50 to 60 characters so that the entire title can be displayed in the search engine results without being cut off. If you cannot do that, it's not the end of the world, but you'll want to change it in your meta title area. More on that in a few minutes, though. Third, keywords. Incorporate relevant keywords in your title that people are likely to search for. This can help improve the search engine rankings and attract the right audience. Fourth, uniqueness. Avoid generic and overused titles. Try to come up with a unique and eye-catching title that sets your content apart from others on the same topic. Fifth, emotional appeal. Consider using emotional language or appeal to the reader's curiosity to make the title more engaging and compelling. Six, avoid clickbait. While it's essential to make your title catchy, avoid using misleading or clickbait-style titles that promise something but don't deliver in its content. Seventh, use title case. Capitalize the first letter of each word in the title, which makes the title more readable. Eight, A-B testing. If possible, perform A-B testing with different titles to see which one performs better in terms of attracting clicks and engagement. 9. Consider your audience. Understanding your target audience and tailor your titles to resonate with those interests and needs. 10. Include numbers or lists. Titles with numbers or lists like Top 10 Tips or 5 Ways to Improve tend to perform well as they indicate a clear structure and provide value to the reader. 11th, be accurate. Avoid using hyperbolic language or making exaggerated claims in your titles. Be truthful about the content that your reader will find. And finally, 12th, update old titles. If you have evergreen content that is still valuable but has an outdated title, consider updating it to attract new readers. Remember, titles play a critical role in determining whether users click through your content or not and keep reading. Putting effort into creating compelling and relevant titles can significantly impact your website's traffic and overall success. Metadata is also important for SEO purposes. It is the information that will be displayed in the SERPs and is made up primarily of two things, the meta title and the meta description. These two items help search engines understand the content of your page and how it should be indexed. The metadata should also always include keywords that help describe the content on the page. This will help make sure that your content is properly indexed and ranking in the SERPs. So while performing your SEO audit, if you find anything that goes against these practices for metadata, then you will know what to fix and how to fix it. Now, before we dive too deep into metadata, I want to be sure to mention two things right up front. The first is that Google has stated several times that they do not have to display the information that you provide in the metadata on their search results pages. It's only used as a reference. If you experience Google not using your metadata, though, don't panic. It just means that Google thinks that your metadata isn't as accurate as it should be, and because of that, they are using what they feel is best for your page. So when that happens, take note of what Google thinks your content is about and make adjustments to your original metadata to be more like what Google thinks. It may take it switching up 3 or 4 times, but you can usually find a good compromise. Oh, pro tip. After changing your metadata to be more like Google's idea, go to Google Search Console and resubmit the URL for index. That will usually speed up the crawl process, and you won't have to wait a couple of weeks to see what Google thinks about your latest change. The second thing I want to mention is the meta title and meta description are not ranking factors. They do, however, directly affect click-through rates, also known as CTRs. That is why you need to use keywords in your metadata and write it in a way that compels the reader to click on your page. If you have an interesting or informative title and description that speaks directly to what a user is looking for, they are much more likely to click through to your page rather than to somebody else's. When auditing meta titles, prioritize concise title tags, ideally ranging from 50 to 60 characters. This ensures that titles are visible in the search results. Please note, you do not have to use the same meta title as you do for your page title. For example, when I have a page title that is longer than 60 characters, but I love it and I don't want to change it, then I just change it in the meta title section to something similar, but with less characters. It's also best to place important keywords near the beginning of the title to give them more weight in the search engine rankings. Additionally, having a unique meta title for each page helps avoid confusion and improve search engine's understanding of your content. You should also avoid keyword stuffing, as it can harm your SEO efforts. Instead, focus on creating a natural and engaging title that attracts users to click on your link. Including your brand name in meta titles, especially on important pages, can improve your brand's visibility as well. Also, make sure that your meta titles are optimized for mobile users, since a significant portion of the internet's traffic comes from mobile devices. Now let's talk meta descriptions. Imagine your website is like a big library, and each page on your site is like a different book. Now think of the meta description as a short summary or blurb that you write on the back cover of each book. It's a little snippet that gives readers a glimpse of what they can expect to find inside. In the same way, a meta description is a short piece of text that you write for each page on your website. It's a brief description that appears below the title in the search engine result pages when people search for something related to your page. It's your chance to convince them to click on your link and visit your website. A good meta description should be clear, concise, and enticing. It should tell people what your page is about and why they should check it out. Imagine you're trying to tempt someone to read a book by giving them a sneak peek of an exciting adventure waiting inside for them. That's what your meta description does for your website on Google. Remember, though, when writing meta descriptions, think about what would catch the attention of your readers and make them want to learn more. Just like a well-written blurb can make you want to read a book, a compelling meta description can make people want to click on the link and explore what you have to offer on your website. So don't just copy and paste a sentence or two from your content for your meta description. Give it some thought. And if you're experiencing writer's block or can't come up with something compelling, copy the article into ChatGPT and ask it to provide you with compelling meta description for the content that you have pasted. Now let's talk duplicate content. Another essential element to check for during an on-site SEO audit is for duplicate content. Duplicate content can drastically reduce the visibility of your website in the search engine rankings, so it's important to make sure that the content is original and unique. Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that duplicate content is a big issue on a site automatically, but it very well could be. When you have duplicate content on your website, then it confuses the search engines because they're unsure which page to show in the SERPs and can lead to your content being ranked lower than it should. You want to make sure that you're avoiding this issue by having unique and well-written content on each page of your website. If you have multiple pages with similar content, consider merging them into one page so that way the search engine knows that all the content is coming from the same source. Additionally, you'll really want to make sure that you're not plagiarizing other content and ensure that your content is unique and interesting enough for people that actually want to read it. Additionally, you should also look out for pages with thin or no content at all, as that can directly negatively impact SEO rankings as well. Thin content refers to web pages that lack substantial, valuable, or relevant information for users. These pages often have very little content, are low in quality, or are excessively similar to other pages on the same website or across the internet. Thin content provides little to no value to visitors and can negatively impact the overall user experience. Thin content is bad for SEO for several reasons. First is, it's poor search engine rankings. Search engines aim to provide the most relevant and valuable content to users. Pages with thin content are unlikely to rank well in search results because they do not meet the criteria for being informative and helpful. Second, penalties and de-indexing. Search engines, particularly Google, penalize websites with thin content as part of their efforts to deliver high-quality search results. In severe cases, The website may even get de-indexed or be removed from the search engine results entirely. The third is keyword dilution. If a website has multiple pages within content targeting the same or similar keywords, it can dilute the overall SEO efforts and reduce the authority of the site for the specific topics. Fourth, negative user experience. Thin content pages offer very little value to users, leading to frustration and disappointment. Users are more likely to leave the site quickly, which leads to higher bounce rates, and not engage with the content, indicating to search engines that the page isn't relevant or useful. Six, it reduces crawl budget. Search engines allocate a limited crawl budget to each website. Pages with thin content consume this budget without providing much value, leading to fewer important pages being crawled and indexed. Sixth, limited conversion opportunities. Thin content pages may lack calls to action, engagement elements, or conversion opportunities, reducing the chances of converting visitors into customers or subscribers. And seventh, competitive disadvantage. Websites with thin content will struggle to compete with others that provide comprehensive and valuable information, losing out on potential traffic and authority in their niche. To avoid thin content issues, it's essential to focus on creating high quality, informative, and valuable content that meets the needs of your target audience. Regularly reviewing your website to identify and improve thin content pages and enhance the page provides unique and relevant information to visitors. By prioritizing quality over quantity, you can improve your website's SEO, user experience, and overall online visibility. Now let's talk about phrase diversity or keyword variations. Keyword variations refer to using different words, phrases, or synonyms that have the same or similar meaning as the primary target keyword. Search engines have become more sophisticated over time and can understand the context and relevance of related terms. By incorporating keyword variations, you can broaden the scope of your content and make it more comprehensive while still focusing on the main topic. Using keyword variations in your content can be helpful for SEO in several different ways. It helps avoid keyword stuffing. Keyword stuffing, or the excessive use of the same keyword, can lead to a penalty from search engines. By using keyword variations, you can diversify your content without overusing a single keyword. Next, it helps cater to user intent. Different users may use various terms to search for the same topic. Incorporating keyword variations increase the chances of matching the user intent and capturing a broader audience. Next, it leads to natural language and user experience. Using synonyms and related phrases creates a more natural and reader-friendly content. It makes the text flow better and provides value to the user. Next, it helps with ranking for long-tail keywords. Long-tail keywords are more specific and less competitive. By using keyword variations, you may rank for a variety of long-tail keyword combinations. And fifth, it helps with semantic SEO. Search engines are now better at understanding the context and semantic meaning of words. Including keyword variations can improve your content's relevance and visibility in the search results page. However, it is important to use keyword variations strategically and contextually. Always prioritize the readability and quality of your content over keyword usage. Keyword stuffing, even with variations, can still harm your SEO efforts. Focus on creating valuable, informative, and user-friendly content that naturally incorporates relevant keywords and their synonyms. So while auditing a website for SEO, check to ensure that you're using a good mixture of keyword variations to increase your phrase diversity or density levels and increase your chances to get found by users searching for answers to their questions. By doing an on-site SEO audit, you can make sure that your website meets all the requirements for optimal visibility in search engine results pages and maximize its potential for higher rankings. So take some time to do a thorough audit and optimize it for SEO success. Find what on-site issues you are experiencing and come up with a game plan to fix any issues that you find. Remember, SEO doesn't have to be a daunting task. With the right guidance and tools, you can easily take your website from good to great in no time. Start by doing regular audits on your website to ensure that all the elements are properly optimized for higher ranking in the search engine results. Utilize the many available resources such as our own SEO audit tool, which you can find at soulheart.co/website-analyzer, or any other website auditing tools mentioned in part one of this series, and make sure that you're always up to date on best practices and optimization techniques. By taking the time to audit your website regularly and keeping up with the latest trends in SEO, you can maintain a strong online presence and make sure that your business stays at the top of the search engine rankings. So don't wait. Start auditing your website today and set sail knowing that there is nothing but clear skies and calm seas ahead.